A special bulletin from the Press Radio Bureau. Friends of the royal family informed the United Press tonight that Queen Mary now feels that it is for the best interest of the empire that Edward should abdicate. She reached this conclusion, it is said, after a violent quarrel with the king yesterday, in which she pleaded with him for the sake of the empire to give up Mrs. Simpson. The king sharply refused. Persons close to the court described the meeting as a very sad one. Queen Mary was in tears, and the king, who had had little sleep recently, was pale, tired, and angry. After the interview, Queen Mary was described as showing symptoms of a nervous breakdown. One friend described her condition in these words: "Queen Mary has cried herself out. Now she seems to be in a trance, hardly able to realize that all she and King George worked for, all the popularity of the royal family, which they had devoted their lives to fostering, is now tumbling down. Her distress is extreme." Another report tonight is that the Duke of York, who had recently informed King Edward that his health would not permit him to take over the throne, has made up his mind that this is practically inevitable, although he still hopes that Edward will yield to the pleading of the royal family and give up Mrs. Simpson. However, it is unlikely that anything really definite about the king's attitude will be known until tomorrow, when Prime Minister Stanley Baldwin addresses the House of Commons. Parliament has been called to meet at 2:45 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, London time, 9:45 a.m., New York time. From London, the Daily Mirror, a London newspaper, prints an editorial tonight saying that the opposition of the British dominions to the marriage of King Edward and Mrs. Simpson has been caused by what this newspaper calls the newspaper hooligans of the United States. It goes on to say that America's biggest export for the past 6 months has been venomous gossip and twisted headlines based on rumor, and that public opinion has not yet really crystallized in Britain, as the people's enlightenment has only just begun. The London Mirror also says, quote, "The Mirror favors the king's marrying Wally if he chooses. Every sensible man and woman in Britain today holds the view that anything which makes our monarch happy is good for him and good for the country. The king wants to marry Mrs. Simpson, and the people of Great Britain want his request granted, without diplomatic pressure. But it is easy to understand the nervousness of the Dominion premiers. What would our attitude be if our minds had been warped and numbed by a gangster press intent only with providing boys with sensations of bellow above the din of traffic in the streets of New York and Chicago," unquote. The London Daily Mirror for several days has been urging the cabinet that they make public all the facts concerning the king. This bulletin was from the Press Radio Bureau. Meanwhile, Columbia will continue to interrupt all scheduled programs wherever necessary in order to keep its public abreast of the latest developments in the British crisis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Wallington speaking. If you'll remember, 2 weeks ago, Eddie Cantor lost his program and couldn't do it. Last week, he found it and couldn't do it. And so tonight, Eddie is planning to give you all three programs. An hour and a half of entertainment in 30 minutes. Of course, we'll have to rush a little, but please bear with us. All right? On with program number one. Again, the 45,000 liter service of parts of gasoline and other Texaco products is out of the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Hi! Hello, Jimmy!
Hello, Eddie.
Hello!
The mayor of Texaco Town.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Bobby.
Let's sing again.
Hello, Eddie Scanton.
Park your talkers.
So long, kid.
Hello, Mayor Cantor.
Hello, Deanna.
Oh!
Thanks, Deanna. That was beautiful. Special arrangement by Jack Renard. I love to spend each Sunday with you. Well, that finishes program number one.
Now, program number two.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. We did that program a little too slow. Will you speed up the next one?
Okay. Good evening. Again, the 45,000 liter service of fire, gasoline, not Texas product, presented out of the mayor of Texas Town, a canner.
No, hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy. I was coming down these afternoon taxi cabins. I got a door. I said, oh, that was a good one. I'll be to spend each Sunday with you.
See, you did that one fast, Eddie.
Fast? Say, Jimmy, why, when I work, I rip into things just like this. Well,
stop,
I can't.
Stop, Eddie,
what,
Eddie.
What's the matter? What's
up tonight's program.
Oh, what? Tonight's program?
Yes.
Good heavens, Jimmy.
Say, Eddie, now what are we going to do now without a program?
Well,
say, I'll tell you what to do. Will you listen?
Sure, I'll listen. I'll listen to anybody.
Then listen to Fred Allen. Boy, has he got a program.
But that doesn't help me. I still haven't got a program.
Ah, here's one. Here's a program.
You big lummox, this is a theater program. Leslie Howard and Hamlet. Don't tell me you went to see that show.
Yeah, but I walked out after the first act.
Oh, you didn't understand it.
I understood it, but it says in the program, second act 12 years later. Who could wait so long?
Get out of here, will you? Get off. Get away from here. How do you like that guy, Jimmy? Bringing me a program with Leslie Howard. Wait a minute.
What?
Why can't we get Leslie Howard as a guest star tonight?
Inspiration.
With his dignity, he ought to be able to help us. Look, I'll call him up right now. Will you give me the phone, Jimmy? Give me the phone. Hello. Hello. Hello, operator. Operator, will you get me Leslie Howard on the phone right away? All right, yes. Yes, dear. I'll hold the wire.
Eddie, do you realize what you're doing? Leslie Howard is the foremost dramatic actor in the theater. You'll have to pay him a fortune.
Oh, don't be silly. A man like Howard works strictly for the sake of art. He's like me. He'd be insulted if I offered him money. Hello?
But Eddie,
quiet, Jimmy. Hello, Mr. Howard. This is Eddie Cantor. No, Cantor. No, C-A-N-T-O. Can't you hear me? Look, I'm Cantor. You know, the famous father of five girls? No, not Dion. No. No, I have five daughters, too. I'm Eddie Cantor. You know, Dion in slow motion. Oh, sure. Well, I believe in the five-year plan. Yeah. Listen, Mr. Howard, I'd like you to come on my program tonight for about 3 minutes. What? You want $10,000? Look, Mr. Howard, that's too much money. After all, I have other people to pay. I pay Wallington, then there's Bobby and Deanna, and Parker Carcass. He has to live. Why? You've got me there. What? If you like our type of program, you'll consider less? All right, I'll give you a sample of what we do in the show. Hold the wire. Bernard, give me an introduction to Love Marches On. Who's the greatest heart attractor? Who's the greatest little actor? I refer to nobody but love. He's the greatest benefactor that we ever knew. Here are just a few things he can do. Love marches on and meets a lonely boy, a lonely girl, and takes them by the hand and marches on. Together, love marches on, and then he leads them to a rendezvous and says it's up to you and marches on. Then on a certain Sunday morning, he even plays their wedding song. When they go honeymooning, he goes right along. Love marches on until he finds a nest that they request and says, I've done my best, and marches on. Yes, indeed, love marches on and meets a lonely boy, a lonely girl, and whispers love's divine, and then marches on. Forever, love marches on. He'll take the big and small, he'll take them all and make them fall in line, and marches on. Just try and keep the rain from falling, and then again control the sun. You can't stop a heart from loving. It simply can't be done. Love marches on. He'll even take a king and make a king admit that love's a thing, and marches on.
Eddie, I hope your song did the trick.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it did. Hello? Hello, Mr. Howard, did you hear it? What? Now you want $15,000? Jimmy wants $5,000 extra after hearing me sing. All right, I'll pay you. Jimmy,
yes?
He's on his way over.
Now, listen, Eddie, now that you've got him, what is he going to do?
Oh, he'll probably do a scene from Hamlet.
But, Eddie, you could have saved all that money. You should have played Hamlet yourself.
Oh, don't be silly, Jimmy. I never did dramatics in my life.
Oh, but Eddie, you've got the makings of a dramatic star.
Oh.
You've got the physique of a Robert Taylor.
Oh, Jimmy, you're just making an Adonis out of me.
No, Eddie, no. No, I'm serious. You've got the ability of a Charles Lawton.
Oh, Jimmy, now you're making an artist out of me.
And Eddie?
Yes?
You've got the brains of a Jimmy Wallington.
Now you're making an ass out of me. Wait a minute. Deanna, did you want to see me, dear?
Mayor Cantor.
What is it, darling?
Is it true that Leslie Howard is going to be here tonight?
Yes, baby, he'll be here.
Oh, Mayor Cantor.
You like Leslie Howard?
Like him? I saw him four times in that picture of Romeo.
You mean Romeo and Juliet?
No, all I saw was Romeo.
Oh, but Deanna, I thought that you and Bobby were...
Yes, but Leslie Howard. Oh!
Someone never sing me a love song while we dance. Will the music bring me
Town.
Who's it from?
Well, it's from Pete, my assistant at the service station. Good news, too. Look, he says, why, only last Monday, before 9 o'clock, 7 new customers came in for Fire Chief gasoline. And they've been coming regularly since they tried it.
Gee, Uncle Jimmy, 7 new customers in one day?
That's right.
The feature of the 45,000 Texaco dealers got 7 new customers in one day. What would that be?
Let's see. 7 times 45,000 is 315,000 new customers for Texaco. And say, Bobby, if each one bought 5 gallons of Fire Chief, that would be 1,575,000 gallons.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of arithmetic.
My boy, that's a lot of gasoline. Motorists figure that Fire Chief's lightning action gives full mileage per gallon, quicker start, to save batteries in freezing weather. They like the thrilling pickup of Fire Chief's emergency power. They know a special-duty gasoline like Fire Chief in the tank multiplies enjoyment at the wheel. Saves money.
Uncle Jimmy, you made this like an example in arithmetic.
Yes, Bobby. If everybody would visit their Texaco dealer and fill up with Lightning Action Fire Chief, it would add to their pleasure, subtract from the cost, divide repair bills, and their motoring enjoyment will sum up to 100% in satisfaction.
Jimmy, you were right. If Leslie Howard is going to do Hamlet, our cast will have to support him. Look, I've got a copy of Hamlet here with all the parts. Get the whole gang together.
They're all here.
They're all here. I don't see them. Renard, will you step aside and let me see the cast, will you? Look at that mountain of flesh, will you? Now, let's see what parts we have. There's Hamlet and the King and Queen. I'll read Hamlet for Leslie Howard until he arrives. Jimmy, you play Horatio.
Right.
Park your carcass. What do you want to play?
I want to play post office.
No, no. No, you fool. You've got to play with Leslie Howard.
Not me. If I'm going to play post office, I want Simone Simone. Say, you know, she's a nice kid.
Nice kid. She's lovely. You know, I saw her in girls' dormitory.
Did they catch you?
Quiet. Will you stop wasting my time and let's get organized?
Well, Eddie, you still have to cast the king and queen.
Oh, that's easy. Well, Deanna will be the queen and Bobby will be the king.
I don't want to be the king if she's the queen. Leslie Howard, Bobby. Yes, and I've given her the best years of my life.
You did not.
And yes, and Peter Brittle, too.
You're just jealous.
Oh, quiet, children. We've got work to do.
What can Leslie Howard do that I can't do?
Get $15,000 out of me.
If Bobby won't play the king, why not give it to Renard?
Uh-huh. Now, you think I'm the type for a king?
Yeah, King Kong. Jimmy, throw him a coconut and let's rehearse, will you?
Say, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, how about this part, Polonius?
Oh, that's right. Renard, how would you like Polonius?
With mustard.
Yep. With mustard. Always thinking of something to eat. You're terrible.
Yeah? Well, what has Leslie Howard got that I haven't got?
A waistline. And one chin. Come on, fellas. Will you let's get started? I'll direct. Park your carcass. You can read my part.
Okay. I lost poor Yorick. I lost poor Yorick.
Lost? You mean alas, poor Yorick, can't you? What's the matter with you? Poppy, can't you read?
Say, if I could read, I'd thank you, David.
Oh, what's that?
That is the ghost
of Hamlet's father.
Eddie, I'm scared.
Who's there?
Who's there? What are you talking about?
I just heard knock-knock.
Your dumbbell, that was Renard's knees.
Eddie.
Yes?
Eddie, look. Look, it's a real ghost.
A real ghost? Where, Jimmy? Where?
There, you see? See him? He's walking toward it. Look, he's wearing a white sheet.
Jimmy, you're not frightened, are you?
No. Here he is.
Are you the ghost of Hamlet's father?
What ghost? I'm in the Turkish bath next door, and you guys are making so much noise, I can't sleep.
Oh, Jimmy, there's no use talking. This cast can never support Howard. I'll have to think of something else. Renard, will you play some music while I concentrate?
What'll I play, Eddie?
Oh, anything. Play that Italian song you played the other day. You know... La diam pam 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 tiram pam pai dai di dai pa da di dai di dai dai da da dai dai di dai. Howard coming over, but I haven't got a scene for him.
Say, wait a minute.
What's
I got a good sketch where you play the first and the second scene.
Wait a minute, I play the first and second scene.
Yeah.
When does Leslie Howard come in?
When it's time to collect the $15,000. Look, when the scene opens, you're a farmer.
Yes.
You go into the pig pen and you breathe in.
Yes.
Then you faint.
What's the name of the play?
The Farmer Takes a Whiff.
Oh, boy, that's fine writing.
Yeah, it's a smellodrama.
Yep.
Now, look.
Yes.
You go in and you talk to the pig, and both of you...
Wait a minute. Both of us? Do I look like a pig?
No, your eyes are too big.
Cock your carcass, this is the limit. You called me a pig, and I'm going to tell Wallington, Jack Renard, I'm going to tell Leslie Howard, I'm going to tell everybody.
Sure, just like a pig, always squealing.
Yep. Me squealing? Me? You're talking to an actor who gets $30,000 per broadcast.
All right. Yes. Listen, now comes the best part.
Yes.
On the farm, there's a rooster there. He crows every morning, and he wakes up the bull.
Yes.
That makes the bull very mad.
Uh-huh.
So he has a big fight with the rooster, but the rooster wins the fight and eats up the bull.
Wait a minute. What kind of a story is that?
A cock and bull story.
Yep. Yeah, but what happened? What happens after?
Well, after that, the rooster is so happy when he ate up the bull...
Yes?
...that he crows all over the place...
Yep.
...and the farmer comes along and he shoots the rooster.
Yes?
And that's something you should remember with your $30,000.
Remember what?
When you're full of bull, keep your mouth shut.
Get him up! Come here, Bobby.
Yes, Daddy?
Listen, son.
You know, you'll never win Deanna being jealous of Mr. Howard.
I don't care.
Bobby, what's come over you?
I just lost all faith in women.
You know, it's your own fault. You should have played the king when I asked you to. You know that, don't you? It's a good part. I would have showed you how to act in the palace.
Daddy, would you know how to act in the palace?
Would I know? Say, when the palace was two a day, I used to play there 4 or 5 weeks at a time. Ask these people out here. Of course, that's before your time.
What does Deanna think? I could play Hamlet.
Yes?
Listen. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well.
How do you like that? Even the kid knows him.
Get out of here. Get out of here, Parky.
Can Leslie Howard sing? No. Oh, Daddy, let me sing. And when Deanna comes back to me, I won't take her back. For a few minutes.
Now he's waiting out there.
Oh, he's waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, forgive my nervousness, but I'd like to present to you, anyway, one of the most nervous actors. No, that's me. I mean a great Romeo, a great Hamlet, a great Dane. No, that's a dog. I mean, here he is, that star of star, Leslie Howard.
So much for your cordial welcome.
Mr. Howard, you know, I don't like to broach the subject, but regarding the money...
Oh, but I'll be glad to pay you now.
Pay me? Why, wait a minute. I thought I was to pay you.
Oh, no. You misunderstood me. I'm perfectly willing to pay for the privilege of having a bit of fun with you, Eddie.
You mean you want to do comedy? Yes. You, the great dramatic star of the Petrified Forest, of Human Bondage, Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet? You... Understand, you want to do low comedy with me?
Yes. Isn't it terrible?
Terrible? Why, Mr. Howard.
Well, that's not all, Eddie. For the past 2 years, there's a lot of people here, but I must admit it to you. For the last 2 years, I've had a burning desire to be a fan dancer.
Yep. You mean one of those that gives out a thing like
that?
Oh, this is too much.
No. I'm serious, Eddie. I want to do jokes. I want to hear a little laughter. You know, jokes like you do with that fellow, what's his name? Rest your body.
Rest, you mean park your carcass?
Oh, yes,
rest your body. How do you
like it? Yeah, that's a fellow. The fellow who calls you Eddie Camelfoot.
Yep. An English Greek. Look, would you mind awfully if I called you Leslie?
No, not at all. I consider it a compliment. Toots.
Toots? Toots?
Look, Leslie, wait a minute. Toots, look, this is my program. You know, I'm the comedian.
Well, of course, you're entitled to your opinion, Eddie.
Now, just a minute. Wait a minute. Are you using me for a foil?
Foil? Certainly not. I'm merely following the instructions printed on all these microphones around here. You know, CBS.
CBS? Well, that's Columbia Broadcasting's initials.
Oh, is that what it is?
Sure.
Oh, I thought it meant Cantor becomes stooge.
Now, see, I bet you don't get a laugh like that in Hamlet. Seriously, you know, before you get too comical, why don't you just give us something from Hamlet? I'm sure the audience would love it. Will you really?
Well, Eddie, I don't know.
A little bit.
Do you think,
just
Eddie?
A sample.
A little bit?
Yes.
A few words?
Yes.
Well, alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well.
For heaven's sake, you know him too?
Yep.
That?
Rest your body. Rest your body.
Well, I'm glad he's gone. Eddie?
Yep.
Eddie, don't make me do anything from Hamlet. This isn't the place. I came here to have a little fun. Let me tell some jokes with you.
All right, Leslie. I'm willing. Look, how about a riddle?
That suits me fine.
Now, here we go. There are two of them, and you wear them on a rainy day. What is it?
Two of them, and you wear... I give up, Eddie.
All
I
right. A pair of rubbers.
It's quite funny, Eddie.
Yeah. Now I'll try again. Leslie, look. There are four of them and two people wear them on a rainy day. What is it?
Four of them.
Yeah, now think
two
hard.
Two people wear them on two rainy days.
That's
one
right.
Day.
Yes. Yeah. Four of them and two. That's right.
I'm tired, Eddie. I give up. What is it?
Two pairs of rubbers.
That's funnier than the other one. Yeah. It's twice as funny.
Yeah.
I got the idea. Eddie, you won't get me again. Let's try it once more.
All right, now here's a tough one.
Yes.
Here's a tough one.
I'm already, Eddie.
Now, it isn't your father.
No.
It isn't your mother. It isn't your sister. And it isn't your brother. What's the answer?
Oh, no, come. Oh, I couldn't do that one.
Oh, no.
It's just too easy.
No, come on, tell me. What's the answer? It isn't your father. It isn't your mother. It isn't your brother. What's the answer? Come on, now. Come on now, don't laugh. Give me the answer.
Three pairs of rubbers.
Now you've got the idea.
Of course I've got the idea. This business of being a comedian is very, very simple.
It is, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, Leslie, I'll let you in on a little secret. You know, I could walk into your racket just like that.
Which racket?
Shakespeare.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yes.
I should like to hear you, Eddie.
You mean you'd like me to take a crack at something legitimate? Would you like to hear me a little?
Yowza.
Yowza? Yowza?
Yowza, I did.
All right, Leslie, old boy, I shall never forget my big speech in Julius Caesar. Wherefore rejoice? What conquest brings he home? What tributaries follow him to Rome and grace in captive bond his chariot wheels to embrace?
Eddie, you proved it to my complete satisfaction.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you.
Not at all, Eddie. You are a great gasoline salesman.
Oh, get away. Oh, yeah? Well, there's still one thing I can do that you can never do.
What's that?
Renard, music. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, oh. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, oh, oh my goodness, what a chassis. I had a mustache as cute as a pup. Susie kissed me and she burned the damn thing up. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl.
Uh, Thank you, Eddie. Is that all?
That's all there is to
That's
it.
That's all there is to it.
It's easy, like three pairs of rubbers, yeah.
Renard, music. If you knew Susan.
Yes.
Like I know Susan.
Yes.
Oh, what a girl. How am I doing, Eddie?
You're hot.
Thank you. There's none so classy, classy. Is this fair Lassie? Oh, my goodness, what a chassis. I had a moustache as cute as a pup.
Yes.
Susan kissed me.
And what happened?
Susan burned the darn thing up.
Swing it.
If you knew Susan, like I know Susan. Oh, what a girl. Alas, poor Yoda.
I want to thank you for coming here tonight. Really, it's been a thrill. I'm not only speaking for myself, but I'm sure I'm expressing the sentiments of our entire radio audience.
And Eddie... Eddie, I want to thank you, too. It's been a unique experience and one that I will not soon forget. It's been a pleasure to appear with you. I've learned a great deal, and I want you to know that there's one thing I shall always carry in my memory.
And what is that, Leslie?
Three pairs of rubbers.
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope.
We interrupt the program of Eddie Cantor. This program is interrupted to bring you a special bulletin from the Press Radio Bureau. It is again reported in London tonight that King Edward is considering the advisability of broadcasting a message to his 400 million subjects throughout the world. But no arrangements have been made for such a broadcast so far as is known at this time. This bulletin is from the Press Radio Bureau. Further details will be found in your newspaper. Meanwhile, Columbia will continue to interrupt all scheduled programs wherever necessary in order to keep its audience abreast of the latest development in the British crisis. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. WABC, New York.